This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. European Union High Representative Josep Borrell on Tuesday said Europe is living in the most dangerous period since the end of the Cold War, as tension with Russia at the Ukrainian border intensifies. Quote, "We face the risk of a major military conflict on our continent," Borrell warned at a security conference in Brussels. Russia has massed an estimated 100,000 troops near Ukraine's border, demanding NATO to promise it will never allow Ukraine to join, and that other actions, such as stationing alliance troops in former Soviet bloc countries, be curtailed. Some of these, like any pledge to permanently bar Ukraine, are non-starters for NATO, creating a seemingly intractable deadlock that many fear can only end in war. Borrell said that the EU is working with its partners on a written response to Russia's demands that will be sent this week, and the European Union is preparing a strong set of sanctions against Russia should it be needed. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi said Tuesday an agreement with the United States over its nuclear deal with world powers is possible if sanctions on Iran are lifted, state TV reported. Raisi's comments came a day after Iran's foreign minister signaled a willingness by Iran to engage directly with the U.S. in discussions over the deal if necessary to reach an agreement. Iran and world powers have begun another round of nuclear talks in Vienna aimed at salvaging the tattered 2015 nuclear deal. The meetings include all the deal's remaining signatories: Iran, Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China. The U.S. has only participated indirectly in the ongoing talks because it withdrew from the accord in 2018 under then-President Donald Trump. This is VOA News. Cuba's Attorney General's office announced Tuesday some 790 people who participated in an anti-government protest in Cuba last year faced prosecution for sedition, violent acts, public disorder, theft, and other crimes. The announcement was the first from prosecutors since August, a month after thousands of Cubans protested in Havana and other cities over grievances including power blackouts, economic hardship, and the tightly controlled political system. The demonstrations were the biggest and most unruly in decades in a nation where freedom of assembly is heavily restricted. Human rights groups say the crackdown shows how Cuba's judicial system is routinely used to snuff out dissent. Cuba, in turn, alleges U.S.-based opposition groups are trying to instigate unrest through social media campaigns. Western diplomats Tuesday linked humanitarian aid to Afghanistan to an improvement in human rights after meeting a Taliban delegation on the final day of the Taliban's first official trip to Europe since returning to power in August. The Taliban are seeking international recognition and financial aid. Afghanistan's humanitarian situation has rapidly deteriorated since the Taliban returned to power in August 2021, when international aid came to a sudden halt, worsening the plight of millions of people already suffering from hunger after several severe droughts. The Taliban have hailed this week's talks, held in a hotel near Oslo, as a step towards international recognition, but Norway has insisted the talks, quote, do not represent a legitimization or recognition of the Taliban. A U.S. appeals court on Tuesday upheld the conviction of Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, rejecting his request for a new trial and keeping him in prison for life. Guzman was convicted in February 2019 of trafficking hundreds of tons of cocaine and other drugs into the United States over the course of 25 years, as well as money laundering and racketeering. He was later sentenced to life plus 30 years and ordered to pay more than $12 billion in forfeiture. Guzman's lawyers asked for a new trial, citing juror misconduct, among other issues. He'd also argued that the total solitary confinement to which he was subjected after his extradition from Mexico in 2017 prevented him from working with his legal team before and during the trial. Guzman is serving his term in a highly secure prison in the U.S. state of Colorado. During his reign, his Sinaloa cartel's empire expanded across the globe, stretching from the Americas to Europe and Asia. In Mexico, he managed to break out of prison twice. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.